Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Are here to answer all of your interior questions. I'm joined by Jenny Sheehan, who's the co-host of Rip It Up, the renovations podcast, and of course Workers Cottage and social media, and interior architect and designer and director of Jennifer Ann Interiors is Jenny Butler. Good afternoon, folks. You're both very welcome. We are talking about renting today. So whether you are the tenant or you are the person renting out a property, you probably don't want to invest massively in doing up the property or the apartment or the house, but you do want to kind of jazz it up a bit. Where do you start, Jenny?
Yeah, and there's so much you can do. So the first thing is make sure everything you do is reversible. It's always worth reaching out to your landlord and just saying, I'm thinking about doing a repaint, or I'd love to upgrade this or upgrade that, because typically what you're doing is going to add some value to the property and they may be very nice. I would say get it in writing that they have agreed to it and signed off on it so that they can come back to you. But there's so much you can do. There's peel and stick wallpaper. It's removable. You can get sofa covers. There's a lot you can do with soft furnishings, artwork, decal tiles. There's loads.
So you do need permission though, don't you, before you touch the property?
Yeah. So anything non-reversible. I mean, you can paint it. I remember being in an apartment before that had what we called prophylactic couches and we were not allowed to remove those and replace them.
Sorry,
with they new
were
ones.
What?
They were very uncomfortable.
I've never
very
heard of that. No, it is. Today's a new learning day for me.
So we weren't allowed to replace those. You know, they can be really sticky about the rules and what you're allowed to do. Anything like hanging a painting on a wall, if you make a hole in the wall, you know, that can be an issue. But a lot of the times you can fix that, you can repair that, you know, as long as you leave it the way you found it, it should be fine.
What's your suggestions, Jenny, on some of the low cost upgrades you can do?
Well, just even adding what Jenny was saying there about pictures, like there's all these little peel and stick things for the actual hanging of it now, so you don't have to drill any holes into any walls. So when I was renting, that's what we used to use, and I had those everywhere all over the apartment. And basically when you want to take it off, you basically pull this little thing out the back of it.
I can't remember
the exact how it works, but it's very similar to the peel and stick stickers, but the front of it is a sticker instead of a hook and it goes onto the back of your picture.
I only about 2 weeks ago hung a picture in the house like that. I don't know if it was, there was something similar to the command strips. I'm not quite sure if that's the brand I used. And sure, the picture fell. Frame smashed.
I think
smashed.
It's worth getting the brand command because they use 3M glue. It's really, really good. And they will say on each package how much weight the hook itself can carry, and be realistic about that, you know, because some of them, it might be too small or you might need to use two, you know, so
yeah,
100%, measure and weigh.
I used to use like 3 or 4 for larger pieces because I had I had a couple of pieces that were hanging above my bed and like that, didn't want them falling on me in the middle of the night. But they're really good.
What's the one thing, Jenny, that makes kind of a big difference to the rental property in the kitchen, for instance?
Like in the kitchen space, kind of, it's funny enough, actually, I was going to add to what Jenny was saying about the peel and stick wallpaper. You can kind of get peel and stick actually for cupboard doors as well and for countertops. You can also get those stick on, you know, the LEDs that go underneath the cupboards as well. So that can make it feel more homely. You can get those magnetic strips for the backsplash to put all your knives and everything on. So there's, and then if you have the landlord's permission, changing the knobs might be a nice thing to do as well. I know I had a friend in her kitchen living space, which is open plan, they had carpet in some areas, which is in really bad condition. And they were kind of afraid to reach out to the landlord, but actually they did. And the landlord split the cost of them to replace the carpet because she was going to be living there for 5 to 6 years. So she didn't mind spending a little bit of money. So, you know, if you're happy to have that conversation with the landlord, most landlords will be accommodating and they will kind of meet you halfway on sort of
decent.
D makes the point here. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number for your questions today. Across Europe, you can do as you like in most apartments. They often mainly typically come without furniture. Stipulation is that it must be returned as you got it at the end of the rental. We see it as a plus that it comes furnished.
Yeah, I lived in the Netherlands for a few years and I remember moving into rental apartments where you literally had to buy flooring. Like I was buying lino in my early 20s. You know, there was wires coming out of the ceiling. You had to go as far as getting your own light fixtures, and that's just standard and you can see that as good or bad. But we should really have the same thing here where you have to leave it as you found it. You know, if you want to repaint the whole apartment meantime, as long as you paint it back, it should be okay. But it, you know, it isn't. So I recommend everyone check with the landlord. They might be very open to your changes.
Anything you can do in the bathroom? if you're renting?
So I actually think, which is a nice thing to do to add a bit of personality to a bathroom, is you can get those really nice screw-in wall lights now. So if you've got like a mirror above your vanity or something like that, you can do a little wall light with a little shade or something, either above it or side by side. And that kind of makes it a bit unique and a bit special for you. I mean, you can do other things, you know, like pop in maybe like a basket with some like eucalyptus, bring in a nice bit of smell, diffusers or nice soaps. You can, I used actually, what I did at one time was the fixtures were brass and I brought in a brass ladder that I found in Easy Living for like 30 quid and styled it up with towels. And it was just those little things that kind of gave it a bit of personality.
Okay, listener questions. I'm looking to repaint my kitchen. Is there a suitable colour for rented accommodation that isn't yellow or cream?
Something to ask the landlord again. Just say, you know, what palette are you open to me painting this kitchen in? Does it have to be neutral?
Or the landlord will be most likely, I imagine, delighted that you're going to take on painting this kitchen.
Go with suggestions and say, you know, this is what we're thinking. This is, maybe give a couple of examples that you might have seen on Pinterest or Instagram or whatever it might be and say, doesn't this look great? Would you be okay with us painting it that colour? I'd start there. And otherwise, there's beautiful creams and beiges.
Magnolia. Isn't that the colour that's in every rented accommodation? Skirting boards, Jenny, in our house are falling apart with small gaps forming in the walls. Is there a cheap way to fix this? Am I going to need to pull them out?
No, I mean, I think you could caulk them for sure. Like, I mean, if you can YouTube loads of videos on really good, on like clever ways to use the caulking where they use like a finger technique to keep the line smooth and everything like that. If your skirting boards are also like in a beige colour, say like if you've got your walls painted in a beige colour and the skirting's the same, you can actually get a caulk now in the same colour as that. They don't just come in that cool white. So definitely worth exploring online, like in the case of Chadwick, some places like that, and see what they have available. But a good bit of filler and a good bit of caulk should solve that problem.
This texter is renting a house in Galway. There's carpet on the stairs. It's really old. It's dirty. It's difficult to clean. Any suggestions?
It's get it up. It's so hard to clean carpets, isn't it? So there's two things. If for whatever reason you are just not allowed to take it up and your landlord is completely against it, you can rent a carpet cleaner. It should cost maybe €50
a day. Sorry, landlord should have to do that.
The landlord should have to do that.
If there's old tenants moving out and you're moving in and you're paying a deposit, they should get the place cleaned.
Because carpet is gross, isn't it? So yeah, approach the landlord, number one. But number two, you can rent carpet cleaners. There's also specialist carpet cleaning companies, but I'd say you're looking at, you know, upwards of
£200. They're pricey enough. I'm in the market for pricing them myself at the moment, and I was kind of surprised actually.
It is
how expensive.
Pretty expensive. But it's a big job. You know, it's a tough job they do.
Listener says, myself and my partner are currently renting our first apartment together. What are some renter friendly decor suggestions I can have to try and make it feel a little bit more us? We do want to make sure we get our security deposit back. We've seen horror stories all over TikTok about these so-called renter friendly decorations that end up costing hundreds.
Yeah, I mean, I think a really good investment is something maybe like a nice floor rug and house plants and stuff like that. You know, people love like the drinks trolleys and stuff like that. But also if you're short for storage, they can be really handy in the kitchen. Like you can do loads of different types of soft furnishings that you notice you can take it with you if you do ever go on to rent another property or if you end up buying. So a lot of the furniture that I bought when I was renting, I ended up putting in my current home.
Yeah.
So again, I think just being sensible, you know, it's a nice one actually is, you know, the big, huge mirrors that you can actually sit on the ground. They look lovely in a living space or in a hallway as well. Add a bit of depth and add a bit of dimension to it, you know.
Prints are great.
Yeah.
put a felt backing on the mirror so you don't scratch the wall. I think lighting is number one as well. You mentioned that earlier, Jenny, but you can do so much to upgrade lighting. You can swap up light shades. You know, if it's a fixture, just get a new lampshade and put it up there. There's great advancements in rechargeable lights that you can put anywhere now, so you don't have to wire the place in. I think that makes such a huge difference. Swapping out curtains, you know, just keep the old curtains somewhere and put up new ones. Maybe layer them. You can get tension poles if you have, if you want to layer them with some shears, some voiles, and then some curtains over them. And then plants, rugs, cushions. They go such a long, long way. And there's a brilliant one I love. Two additional things I love, I'd say. You can get removable wallpaper. So Rebel Walls.
I've never even heard that before.
Rebel Walls.
Big in the States.
It's brilliant. It looks amazing. Even a small, you know, if you wanted to have fun in one small bedroom and give it a go, that's really good. And the second thing that I've started loving recently, because we were talking about Nancy Meyers movies recently, and I noticed in her living room, all the couches and sofas are covered in couch covers.
Yeah.
And it's covers. Really nice. So there's, you know, Etsy have lovely ones. Bems, B-E-M-Z have really nice ones. Gainey, IKEA.
I have loads of those, but that's because I stupidly put a cream
they
couch
can look really
in my
nice,
house.
I think. Yeah.
Well, I don't. I pros more than covers.
Yeah.
But that's totally my own fault.
Have a really good name. Mm-hmm. I think all their templates are compatible with IKEA as well.
Jenny Sheehan, Jenny Butler, thanks a million for joining us today on the Home Squad to answer listener questions. Email if you want to share your own stories and experiences. It's Lunchtime Live at newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.